You already know what it is. It's your boy Jay, who the Prince, aka Rio.
Damn.
And I got my main guy Ty. What up, brave bro? What it do?
Yo, yo, yo! You already know your boy, the real deal Ty. We in the building. Way moving, let's get it, you heard?
An anomaly, what it do, baby?
Hey everybody, how you doing?
All right, we got a Wave Nation exclusive right now. We gonna hit y'all with the questions y'all been asking, and we got the answers. We got a very special guest on the line. I'm not even gonna reveal his whole name because he wanna remain discreet, but we'll call him Joe for right now. What up, Joe? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, what's going on? You know what's going on.
I think it's a lot going on right now.
You know what I'm saying? It's not Michelob, I tell you that.
Is it Christmas?
I don't know. Is it? Who knows? Who knows what the day it is right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't been outside and like, motherfucker, I don't know. But I will tell you this, it's getting kind of crazy out there, you know what I'm saying? So we had to make sense of things. A lot of people is coming forth with claiming they're experts and having their conclusions with no scientific data or anything, but we all supposed to believe it. But I wanted to intercept and kind of drop some hope on them, try to at least lead them in an intellectual pathway of at least what they think that they think that they know. So, I don't know about you, Real Deal, so people are saying that 5G is connected to the coronavirus. What do you think about that?
Well, it depends on when you say connected to coronavirus. Like, I think that they have a connection, not necessarily like the 5G gives coronavirus. I think that the coronavirus is one thing and 5G is another. So...
Right.
Yeah.
And Anomaly, have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've heard of that. I'm not really sure what to make of it all, because the information that I'm hearing, as far as the people who are thinking that it's 5G, their facts don't line up, and I'm a factual person. If the science doesn't back it up, I can't get behind it.
Love it. But fortunately, we have a bit of an expert on the line from communications. So, Joe, tell us, put it this way, break it down, what is 5G to the people who don't even know what it is?
I've worked in satellite communications for like 15 years, and I don't get how this is even a thing. Like, it's just a band of frequencies on the electromagnetic spectrum. It's no different than 3G or 4G or... I mean, even the light you see, like what your eyes see, is part of the electromagnetic spectrum. There's just, I don't get how that, the connection to it causing a virus even exists. It's pretty weird.
But people say they only getting sick because of the towers. You know, what do you say to that?
Well, there's no connection to that. There's no data that backs that up. It doesn't make sense. Like, there's like 6 countries with 5G right now, and there's 180 plus countries with the coronavirus. So I don't get the connection. It seems like the more information we get, the dumber we get, honestly.
Anomaly, you were
no, the people are just, people aren't fact checking, because they just take the information because the information is there. They just are lazy about it and don't want to do the research to check if it is correct or if it's not correct. So you hear somebody claiming that they are a medical professional and they're saying, "Oh, it's 5G. All you got to do is eat your vegetables." I mean, dude, come on now. Let's get real. It's more than that. It's not just, "Oh, you need to eat your vegetables." I mean, 5G, 4G, 3G, the whole thing about it was the radiation. Oh, it's the radiation that's causing this, and then it's pulling over to the coronavirus. But that doesn't make sense to me. Because, I mean, yeah, it even if 5G, any of the Gs emit radiation, it's going to be a small amount of radiation, and it's going to be in the area where those towers are, and that's not where this virus is even thought to come from, because again, just like he said, there's 5G in many different countries, and that it's not those countries where it's thought to have started.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, everything has radiation. Heat is radiation. Like, there's nothing that's not radiation. If you can see it, hear it, feel it, look at it, there's radiation involved. Like, it's not dangerous radiation. It's got to be like at a certain frequency for that, which is above visible light.
But they so sure. They have Facebook videos.
You even said, like, why doesn't anyone dispel it? The more someone goes out and, like, if you put out a video or a statement dispelling it, you're just giving it credibility. Like, if I go out and say, like, this is bullcrap, you're just exposing someone else to it, and then it's just giving it more credibility the more you, like, give it validity by saying it's not true. It's weird.
Right. You know, I mean, that makes sense. But do you, then what is the, what people are saying then the coronavirus is, you know? So to kind of make sense of any type of correlation. So we got 5G, just explained that beautifully. And then now, what is the coronavirus to you?
To me, it's a virus. I mean, viruses, they exist, they adapt. Coronavirus is like a subset of viruses. Like SARS was a coronavirus. A few others, I don't know. So like when people bring up like it's showing up in like a writing or a novel 10 years ago, it's like it's not something new. And according to like people we would consider experts, it's not manufactured or engineered. I mean, it's just, it's a pandemic. It's, they happen.
But these are just generic questions that fans wanted me to ask, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is, like, to get a definition before we go deeper into it, because I like to get that out the way. What is 5G? What is the coronavirus? Even though we know what the coronavirus is and possibly may know exactly what 5G is, now we can set the tone for when we go further to try to show you or just have a conversation about why do people believe that there's a correlation between the two and that there's some evil diabolical plan for 5G to dominate America. What do you say to that, Joe?
Me? Look, man, I'm an anti-conspiracy theorist. They exist, conspiracies, but I don't know. Like, there is, like, some evidence, if you wanted to, that it could be, like, some kind of conspiracy theorist. There was some doctor, I can't think of, the university he worked for, but he was doing dealings with China and shit, and, some university in Wuhan, and there's, like, some evidence of that, but I don't know if that, like, says there's a correlation to, like, some global conspiracy to put this virus out in the world. And then, like, I love when, like, American, like, the left and the right in America, they're blaming each other. And I'm over here in, like, Asia, like, so, like, the liberal media is affecting Japan? Like, how does the liberal media, like, this far-reaching shit where it's, like, affecting Taiwan? Like, it's just so, it's kind of narrow-minded.
Agreed.
What if these are the same people who said the Earth was flat?
Come on, man. I can't on that one.
Real deal. Real deal.
Yo.
Yo, son. You believe that, yo?
I think that the Earth is flat, but not the way people think they think flat. When people say flat, they be thinking that people mean one-dimensional, like we all don't have like no type of like dimension or death or features or shit like that. Like, but you know, that's what it is.
You talking about like 2D?
Yeah, like, well, technically, I guess, yeah, 2D, I don't know, whatever it would be. But yeah, like, they basically think that when you say flat, it's like as flat as like a paper plate or something like that. If you flatten out a paper plate or iron board, and then that'd be that, like, versus, you know,
well,
meaning.
Right. Well, fortunately, we have a global communication expert on the line who can actually give us some depth on that matter.
I track satellites that are geosynchronous orbit around the Earth, 22,500 feet, as they orbit the Earth at the same rate the Earth spins. And there's plenty of, there's pictures of the Earth and it's round. So if you, but then you go back into what you were saying, DeMario, about the trust thing. Like, you know, you don't trust the people showing the pictures. So, I mean, really the only answer to it is to take every single person who thinks the Earth's flat, take them up, show them around Earth. But then, like, if you take one up and show them it and they say the Earth's round, then people will say they're not telling the truth. All I gotta say is this. Every visible object in space that's of a certain mass, like the Earth, is round. It's round because when you hit a certain size, the gravity pulls things in a spherical, you know, a spherical shape, and it's all round. The Earth's round, the Sun's round, everything in our solar system's round. It's just, scientifically, I mean, it makes sense. It adds up. And any of the pictures from, like, a plane where the horizon looks flat, if you do the math, the distance they're up versus, you know, the distance they see, the degrees of change are very minimal. I work, you know, I told you I do satellite communications. I used to work with guys that did line of sight. You know, you put up a 50-foot tower, and they shoot directly to another 50-foot tower, and they had to calculate for curvature of Earth when they went over, I want to say, 50 or 100 miles. And, I mean, it's just facts. I don't know.
Well, let me ask this then. Ty. No, this is for Ty. Since you are a flat Earth-ish believer, you're saying people are thinking that it's 2D flat like a paper plate. So what is it that you're seeing or thinking that is different than what everybody else is saying you're thinking when you say flat Earth?
So, like, to me, like, when I picture Earth, I think that it's, like, as far as, like, our ground level and stuff like that, like, we got, you know, that first layer, the concrete and things of that nature, and then, of course, like, you got the dirt and everything, whatever else makes up the crust of the Earth. But, however, I don't think that, like, under that, like, I don't think that there's a way around that. Like, I don't think that we can go to, you know, technically, I don't, like, it's not a ball. Like, I don't think that the Earth is a, like, you take a basketball, like, I would think you would cut a basketball in half, and then you just lay it on the ground like that, and then that would be your Earth, like, with the firmament being above that. But, like, the shape of the rainbow. But other than that, I don't think that, you know, if you're in, you know, Mexico, you're, you know, it's kind of crazy to explain, but
yeah, it is.
It's like, yeah, it's really crazy to explain. Like, I would have to show you, but like if you can imagine like a basketball in your head, volleyball,
yeah,
like a circle. Like, I don't like the way the globe is. Like,
yeah,
you know how the globe can spin right, left, whatever, however they say. But at the same time, like, if you look at, you know, Canada versus, you know, South America, like, I don't think that for me to go from South America to Canada, like, I'm going above and around this whole ball. Like, I think that, you know, I'm going straight across.
Understood.
That didn't make sense.
It makes sense, but I think you're a little crazy, but I'm going to let that go.
I'll take it.
Damn.
everybody burned.
Oh, we all go crazy, right? I mean,
yeah. I mean, but me and Ty usually have a lot of the same views. We like kind of see things similar, but that one I just can't wrap my head around.
It's hard to wrap your head around
because it's like even when you say it, like, it just sounds crazy. But you know, in my head, like, I flew a lot, so you know.
And
I get that.
Makes Ty the expert because he flown a lot. He flew.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. I'm the captain now. You heard?
Right. For $32, shit, you can do it right now.
Yeah, this pre-rona. You heard? But yeah, son. But you know, I mean, shit. I ain't mad, you know. I tell people who think that the earth is a globe to go ahead and roll around or roll off, and I'm going to do my thing. Like,
but it's impossible because of gravity. You know, gravity exists, right? So that keeps you attached to earth.
Nah, facts.
All facts.
I challenge you to roll off the edge.
Right. At the edge of the world, has anyone seen it? Or people believe that's Antarctica and the ice wall?
But people are in Antarctica.
Hey. That's a fact.
My world is crashing down. I don't know what to believe.
I mean, I'm not gonna argue it too much, but I've flown east to go west. I've flown west to go east. I've been all over the world, and I mean, it is what it is.
But it's good to, you know, I know we laughing and joking about it, but it's good to have these difference of opinions because you really don't know how they've come up with these conclusions until you hear it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of his name, but there was a Greek guy, I want to say like 800 BC, who did measurements. I can't think of his name, but 800 BC, he proved the earth was round.
How did he do it?
By the shadows and the angle of the sun based on different positions on the earth.
So he had no technology, no nothing. And he was able to do it manually with the power of science!
Nah, Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah. What about it?
I really wish we knew this guy's name. I mean, probably could take a page out of his book. Probably literally. But there's a lot of things in it because we are in the age of information, right? And we are in the age of free speech, and I can make a video with hat-cocked information. And then,
but you're also in the age of not trusting the information that's given to you.
True. True.
That's the kicker.
So how do people can trust these information? How much research or what do we got to do to trust it? I mean, it's a lot of disinformation out there. I mean, can you really blame?
No, I can't. I don't blame anyone. Like, there is a lot of disinformation, and a lot of information is either not true or, you know, out there to manipulate people into behaving a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But the unfortunate side effect is that it really affects real information, and that's why we got all the disbelief in a lot of things that should be pretty obvious. Because there are conspiracies out there. There are people trying to manipulate you. There are people trying to, like, you know, have you behave a certain way. And it's hard to tell the difference. And then you got state sanctioned trolls like Russia and China. They're literally interjecting memes and whatever, you know, posts on social media just to keep it muddy. Like, they want people to question everything. I'm sure the U.S. does it too. Like, it's state sanctioned confusion.
Correct.
So that makes everything a lot more difficult.
I mean, it does. I mean, because some of these memes be like, how are they doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, what regular guy has this equipment to produce such a top shelf meme such as, you know? in the time frame that they've done it. It's just like, how was you able to do that?
I think we should talk more about memes. That's more of my expertise.
Hey, shit. We definitely gonna talk about that. I mean, the memes out. Memes is what's running the narrative right now. Would you agree, Real Deal?
Yeah, I mean, memes is, you know, the new ad, I guess. there. So, yeah. Memes is definitely popular.
I think.
Oh, like the front of the magazine or something like that. How everybody be thinking for them.
Yeah.
What you were saying, Joe?
I was going to say, not to bring it back to seriousness, but memes are the, like, biggest source of disinformation, because people have a meme, like, just some dude's picture and, like, a big statement, and people just take it as truth when, I mean, 90% of the time, I just pulled that percentage out of my ass, but it's just, most of the time, it's just not true. Like, you know, whatever your belief is, you show a meme about it, and then everyone who agrees with you is like, yeah. And then, but most of the time, it's either like partially not true, or mostly not true, or just complete bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But what about the meme where the guy? I think we're all saved. You know, I really do. No, I can't. I really do. I can't say it with a straight face. I mean, I don't think we gotta worry about Corona right now, because the wind of God has been blown.
And you know what?
Wait. Y'all all felt it. You all felt it, right? Coronavirus. What are your thoughts on that, Joe?
That dude?
No, when the religious aspect of things, does that play?
Oh,
yeah. Would that play a factor right now?
You got to step on my inbox now. I think that one dude, Kenneth Coleman, the televangelist who breathed his dirty breath on Corona and said it's cured.
He gave us all extra Corona.
I don't think that represents the religious view on it, but I think that guy in particular is insane.
But it seems like the Pope did the same thing. He was sick, and then Ash Wednesday came, but he refused to cancel Ash Wednesday, or instead of actually touching people, they went ahead and actually drew the cross on their forehead with the ash. So, and he's breathing on these people. He was sick before this, but he went ahead and did it, and then he went into a week or two of isolation after this, like a few days after this. So come on, I mean, he's not the only one.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, religious gatherings are definitely a very close interaction, because, like, I was thinking growing up as a Catholic, like, the priest put the little wafer right on your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it had me thinking, like, that's that's a pretty good spreader of the disease. But
right.
But the dude we're talking about, he was on TV, and he just, like, spit at the camera and said, coronavirus is gone.
Wow.
I'm like, why didn't you just do that to begin with? We could be able to.
I mean, think about it. Now I'm saying, like, what is, like, so isn't this a time that all the religious organizations can really show out? With, like, put up a shut up, like, yo, you could really show what you've been saying. This is the perfect opportunity, you know? I try my best to say it without laughing. Stop!
No! I mean,
it's just the fact that everything got quiet and then he goes, me?
Well, I was waiting for someone else to chime in because I'm not really, you know, the religion expert.
I know that, Joe. That's why I want you to talk to me.
All right. I think a lot of, you know, the virtual, I think it's pretty easy to put it to a virtual, like, you can give, like, pastors can give their sermons on, like, Zoom or whatever the virtual media is. I feel like that's a pretty easy thing to do, but for some reason, some, like, especially down, like, Louisiana and stuff, are just refusing to accept that, and, you know, given, like, these in-person ones. But I don't know. I don't know how much it'll affect that as far as, like, you know, daily ritual. You can just do it. Luckily, this isn't 20 years ago where there was no option of video teleconference where you can just do it online. But now, I feel like it's easy to just, you know, slide to the left and do it that way.
I mean, would you say that it's necessary right now? Like,
look, man, you know what? You know my personal beliefs. I'm not trying to put that out there.
I mean, what you got to think about it, ladies. It's a lot of people that listen to our show, and a lot of people have questions. And, you know, it's our duty to provide some type of perspective. You know, none of these, we're not saying that anything we say is set in stone. It's just a conversation, real people, real conversation. So it's more people who probably feel exactly what you feel. I mean, I'm not asking you like an atheist, like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm asking.
I'm not an atheist.
Right, exactly, see? But I'm asking you from a, you know what I'm saying, from a standpoint of someone with a different perspective, you know what I'm saying?
All right, if you really want it. There's been like 3 national prayers, and I've seen multiple people on Facebook doing all these prayers, and it hasn't stopped. So, I mean, I don't think it's working.
Hey, real dude.
I think there might be more to it.
You think there's more to it? Real dude, we should have Porter, right? We need Porter. I'm just playing.
I'm just leaving him alone.
Playing, Larry. But I'm just asking because I mean, right now, I will assume a lot of people are saying the same thing. You know, like it shouldn't it be more to it? Because it just seems like more of I don't want to say a game. Fuck it, a game. It seems like a game. You know what I'm saying? It seems like a new hustle for people who don't have to have any qualifications.
Hey, speaking of the game, like the Army just authorized use of any kind of like mouth covering, like face mask device.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm seeing some friends of mine. You know, I was in the Army for a bunch of years, and they said they're out at the rifle range, and there's a bunch of red and blue bandanas.
Oh my!
Wow! Wow!
Technically, according to the regulation, it's authorized.
Yo, I thought when I seen some news anchors with the red and blue bandanas on, I didn't know if that was real or not.
I don't know if they knew what they were doing, but I feel like the privates out there on the range know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
We live through the East Coast, West Coast wars.
You like that pivot, man?
Hey, what you say? So what you think about that, Real?
I mean, I hope they know what they're doing, because, I mean, them colors mean stuff to certain people, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I say, you know, respect or disrespect, if you will, and, you know, take the repercussions, if you will. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's your own role. So.
Gotta come up with something different.
something different. I think so. I mean, a conspiracy theorist would say with that being passed, and then if the news anchors are wearing the blue and the red rags, why? You know what I'm saying? Are they trying to incite anything during this time of crisis? You know? Because it's the media. You know what I'm saying? Like, one could say, or one could completely dismiss. But if one has lived through the East Coast, West Coast war, you know what I'm saying? Or the wars that happened back in L.A. with the colors, the color war, a man can say that this is all quite too familiar. If it goes that far.
Well, yeah, but you got to also understand that usually your news anchors did not grow up in those areas. And so they're wearing red or blue because of their political affiliation as well.
Yeah, but do they got the Presley bandanas? Because they got to know, like...
Right. I agree with that.
Can't tell me that these news anchors, especially if they in L.A., do not know what's going on. Like, this just is one of the most televised situations ever in America. Like, people know. So, you know, I would think it's either they trying to invoke something, but other than that, I don't really know. Maybe they see it as a pass now that everything is okay. So then they like, you know, because it's just the same way where you see, y'all seen that the news anchor, or nah, it wasn't a news anchor, it was an interview or whatever. And the guy, he was just basically trying to say, like, you know, say the N-word. He wanted to say the N-word. Like, how, y'all seen that one? They be waiting for the right time to say something, so, you know, or do something. So, you know, I get it.
I mean, one could say, you know.
No, that's a good point, though, because the few clips I've seen of the news anchors, they were wearing those bandanas, like the exact one, I don't know, he says Paisley?
Yeah,
they were wearing those bandanas. It wasn't just like some blue or red mask, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, one could say, we, you know what I'm saying?
They better watch out. They won't get cut.
I think it wasn't wise to do so. But, you know what I'm saying? People would probably take that and run with it because the media is the ones who started the East Coast, West Coast beef.
One could say. I mean, they got a foot in it.
They had a big foot in it. Like when grandma made that stuffing and you was like, it's good. What you put in it, grandma? Foot in it. Oh, you did. You did. So one could say. How about this? Now that we're talking about like conspiracies or things of nature, I'm going to hone it in. Because what we're doing on this special episode of Wave Nation, we are actually talking about these subjects that people talk about every day without real answers towards them. Now, for people to incorporate 5G, Corona, what about the Terminator Wars that's supposed to happen?
Sure.
Do you think
did you say Terminator Wars?
Yeah, because we're moving towards an AI type of society. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear the opinions of a, you know, military vet and communications globalist. What do you think about that, sir?
Okay. If you really dig into the time travel, it's impossible. So. I don't know what you want.
Real deal. You hear this, man?
Incorrect.
Oh, I'll tell you how time travel is possible.
please do so. Do tell.
If you ever get near to speed of light travel, time is different. Like, because of the space-time continuum, you will experience time at a slower rate. So if you go to, like, the closest star to us, which I want to say is, like, 3 light years, and you're traveling about near speed of light and then come back, now, I don't have my fact completely straight, but I want to say, like, 20 years would have passed. In wow. Year 6.
Wow. So, so how do we incorporate that? I mean, it has some sense of some validity to it. So how is that how people are correlating that with science and time travel? That is possible?
Well, no, all the time travel stuff on TV and all just made up.
For real? You sure? You sure?
I mean, like, yeah, unless you break all the... Well, okay, here. Unless you break all the physics we know to exist, but all the physics we know to exist have been broken before, whereas Newtonian physics has been broken by Einstein physics, which is the space-time continuum. I mean, it's possible, but we're nowhere near it.
Really? So, plutonium and DeLoreans going 80 miles per hour has nothing to do with time travel.
Oh my god.
Nah, dude, that just produces a Hulk.
You were thinking it. You were thinking it. DeLorean with suicide doors? Come on.
I'm out of flux capacitor.
Those aren't suicide doors.
They was the first suicide doors.
No, the suicide doors are doors that open the opposite way.
True.
They were the first ones. They were
Lambo doors. Suicide opens backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they open backwards, like in a Rolls Royce.
Right, but they were the first to do it, though. Why? How? Because they went in time and saw where the world was.
You know what? Not even. Not even.
I'm fucking around! Of course you know that. Of course you know that. So what do you say to all of this, Anomaly?
Shit's fucked up. That's what I say. Nobody knows what information to take with a grain of salt. Nobody wants to do the work to find the correct information. And I mean, I think it's just going to be a matter of what people believe is what they're going to run with. If they're a lazy person and don't want to do the research, then they're going to take that meme as fact. If they're a person who is interested in learning more, then they are going to look at both sides of it and come to a conclusion on their own. And of course, it's going to be based on what they already believe.
Wow. I mean, yeah.
Beautifully said.
Yeah, beautifully said. Very good, Anomaly.
Awesome. Fly with your wings.
That's right. That's right. But there is a cure for everything. You want to know what the cure is for this situation?
Yeah.
Enlighten.
That check.
What?
Where is that check?
You know, yo, son, Trump, you saw the meme? Speaking of memes again, I hit y'all off with a little something. Long as y'all fuck with your boy during the election.
I'm still waiting for that thing. Where is it? Like,
I don't know. Is it even real? Did Canada get theirs yet? You already spent it.
Hey. Yeah, I already spent it. I need it.
You worked to the guy who tried to kill his wife. Y'all heard about that, right? They were arguing over the check, and
no.
he tried to set her on fire.
Wow!
Yes,
that's crazy.
I think
there's better ways to handle that.
Yeah, her name. It was weird because her name was
Carol Baskin.
Awesome.
Nah, that wasn't her name. But yo, yeah, he tried to do it though, for real though. He tried to do it for the check, you know what I'm saying? And we have seen this before, right, Joe? Stimulus check.
Yeah, not quite like this, but we've seen it.
I don't remember. I remember hearing about the word stimulus check, but I don't remember what took place.
There was I think Bush had like a stimulus. It was a credit during tax time. I remember got like a $800 or something. But I don't know, dude. Printing trillions of dollars, it's just gonna affect our children.
Yeah. It's gonna cause inflation.
Yep. You know, that $1,000 ain't gonna be worth shit when our kids need $1,000.
Right. So the sins of our fathers is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, talking about these crazy times, man. talk about the worst leader you could possibly have in these times. Lord, man.
What are you talking about? He's doing great.
Oh, my God. But anyone who says that, I'm like, have you watched him talk or, like, looked at his Twitter? Like, you really defend this guy? Like, I can't believe it.
All I know is he brought awareness to China.
China.
China. I don't give a fuck what it is. China. My lights got turned off. China.
I live like 100 miles from China right now.
Right, exactly. Exactly. There's no more toilet paper on the shelves anymore. China.
Yeah, but meanwhile, who's sending all these surgical masks?
Oh, shit, right. China.
Yeah, but they're coming back defective. Everybody's sending them back to them.
That's because China.
The masks, the tests, everything. They're coming back defective. People are like, nope.
Right, oh my God. Like,
what?
Talk about trust issues.
I've been isolated here. I'm on the island of Okinawa, where we've been pretty separated from it, but it's popping off here now. They're getting dozens a day all of a sudden.
Oh, wow.
Cases. Just now?
Yeah.
It's because people happening. thought it was sweet, and they went to the mall looking for gifts? And
well, they cut off international travel right away. Like, no people come from China and stuff. And it kind of stopped, but now it's, like, really picking up. And especially in Okinawa, because apparently all the mainlanders are coming here to escape it.
Oh, wow.
So now we're, like, really kicking up, and we're just starting to feel it. So what you guys been dealing with for a while, I'm just starting to figure out.
It was funny, though. Instead of the train to Wuhan, is it the plane to Wuhan? But it was funny, though. I was talking to Joe, and he was like, nah, we're good over here. Nothing is happening.
Yeah. We think we're not anymore.
The very next day, the fireball going off, everything is happening. Like,
that's crazy.
I guess time is a little different. Is it because of time? Because you're a day ahead. You were like, we good over here.
Yeah, it's tomorrow here. I mean, we know what's gonna happen.
Your time travel.
Right, exactly. Speaking to the man that's in the future right now. Said time travel is inconceivable.
When I was in Afghanistan, I used to always say that. Like, hey, I'm in tomorrow. It sucks here.
What are the lottery numbers? What are the lottery numbers?
All right, what you got for us, Mario? What's the next controversial subject?
All right, I'm glad you asked, sir. No, guys. I'm not going to lead us down that rabbit hole. It's a lot of stuff I can talk about, but I don't want to turn it into that. You know what I'm saying? Because we're hitting them with, we know, facts. But I just wanted to have this conversation because I think it needed to be had. Because we are running wild with people's opinions with no facts whatsoever. No one is explaining why they have come up with these theories or these hypotheses. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to be the ones who drop some knowledge on it, you know? Real deal.
Yo.
What it do, man? What's your thoughts?
I think that you should believe what you want to believe because, you know, that's the only thing you're going to really receive. So, other than that, I ain't really, you know, going trip. I think that, you know, everything is valid to a degree. You should look at everything, you know, and plan for everything. But, you know, don't be paranoid, but still be aware, you know, of what's going on. So, you know, I ain't, you know, if the earth is flat or round, I'm gonna be here.
Oh, so, I forgot you.
I'm gonna hold it down.
You was watering on me. Not, all
right, you,
not
know,
you.
It's all good.
Not
it's all
you. Good.
It's all good. You know, I appreciate, you know, perspective and your thoughts. My God, Joe, you know, that's lit.
Yeah.
You know, respect. But, you know, other than that, you know, much love and appreciate it. You know the vibe. Wave Nation, we here.
You already know, man. Yeah.
Ah! Wait, hey, wait. Can I add on to that real quick?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere. Hey. What you talking about? Add on!
Hey, round earth or flat earth, it doesn't affect much. But if you start messing with my 5G, I'm gonna be pissed off.
You what the fuck?
That 5G needs to slow down. I mean, like, really, like, how much, like you with 5G and 4G, like, you know, how much of the information can we really get off in, like, in that much of a difference? Like, is it really that serious?
I mean, you could have said, like 20 years ago when I was downloading pictures one line at a time, like, man, this is better than this.
Oh, yeah, no.
Right. We have forgotten.
Look, I mean, that's a good point. But, I mean, if my cell phone could get the same speeds as my my home computer, my Wi-Fi, I'm all about it. But,
yeah.
You know, like I said, I work in communications, and I got people who are trying to fix these 5G towers that keep getting firebombed.
I forgot they were doing that.
like some things don't have much of an impact. Like if you believe the Earth's flat around, it has minimal impact because the world continues as it is. But you start messing with my internet connection, we got problems.
Right. I mean, I'm not with that. Pornhub should not buffer the way.
Right? Thank you.
Right.
It's too many buffering going on.
It's too many buffering for 3 minutes. Come on.
Although that's job security. I mean, if they keep blowing it up, you got to put it back in. That's job security.
That's right. What if it's a diabolical scheme to have job security for that long? We gotta blow these shits up so we can keep working.
Wait, I do want to say I gave up communications and now I'm a biologist.
Ooh,
intriguing.
Very interesting.
I'm probably the enemy.
Huh?
Why?
Right. Why?
Because anyone, you know, like, that goes against a conspiracy is a liar.
Oh my God.
Right. So, you mean to tell us this whole time you were involved in the T-virus?
Look, man, we have no comment on that. Umbrella Corporation is
right.
Right,
son. Oh my God. Oh my God. Somebody sent the picture. I don't know how real this was. That the laboratory facility in China, Wuhan or whatever, had the Umbrella logo. Did you see that?
I think that is real. There was one that had a similar thing to the Umbrella.
What? Oh my God.
Hey, I just want to put one thing out. All this stuff we talked about is Carol Baskin's fault.
Fucking Carol Baskin, yo. Yeah, I've been watching
Joe Exotic,
right? Joe is fucking exotic, yo.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, he might have a point. I mean, shit. Do you think she did it? Anomaly, you've been watching it, right?
No, I can't watch the dead kitties.
Well, there's no dead kitties.
No, you okay. There's no dead kitties at all.
On camera?
No, it's all you kittens and what did she say?
Cool cats and kittens?
Yeah, it's just all cool cats and kittens, Anomaly. There's nothing to worry about.
I can't watch the dead kitties. I'm a cat person.
I don't remember seeing any dead kitties, do you?
I don't think there's any dead kitties in the show.
No.
Sorry. I will watch. If I see a dead cat, I'm coming for you.
Nah, they're all off camera.
Both of you.
No, it's all cool cats and kittens. What do you mean? Is Tiger King a huge distraction for us? Or was there just perfect timing?
Perfect timing.
I would agree, sir. Perfect timing. I said, I'm going to watch like 30 minutes of it. Man, I don't watch the whole season. I could not unglue my eyes from the tube. From the Tiger King. Just prepare for that anomaly. Don't. Yeah, when you watch it, trust. Give yourself some
time. I'm gonna watch the whole thing.
But there you have it, folks. We got Joe, but not Joe Exotic. On way! Shay, shay, shay! It's your boy Jay, who the Prince, aka Rio! With my main guy, Ty, what it do, babe, bro?
You already know your boy, the real deal, Ty. Is it conspiracy or coincidence?
That's funny. I don't know. An anomaly, what it do, baby?
We already know.
I mean, we got a choice but to play safe. We send her the mask, yeah, back. I got the gloves, though.
No, I mean, you do got an option. I mean, like, position-wise.
Huh? No. Thank you, Joe, for attending us on this Wave Nation episode. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Any words you want to close us out on?
Me? Nah, I'm good.
How modest? How modest this guy is? I don't want to leave y'all with any last words of wisdom. Nothing. Well, you already know what it is, man. Wait! Wait! Nice!